You got a beggar on the front porch of your house, a symbol of poverty, and a curse has come upon you, and now then you're wondering why you're falling apart. I said, take that thing off of your porch, burn that sucker. But my mother-in-law got it for me. I said, I don't care who got it for you. Burn that sucker, throw it in the trash, get rid of it, claim the redemption from the curse, and then let's pray a blessing over this place in the name of Jesus. We did, and within 6 months, he's right back where he was. He is totally restored. You know, God don't play games. That's right. Exactly right. Whenever somebody give me that Ten Commandments that come from Egypt, guarantee God cut off the finances in this ministry, and for 3 weeks we had no money come in. And I'm telling you what, when you're costing $10,000 a week to run a ministry and you run out of money, hey, I can't handle that very long. I can't put out I think I only had about $15,000, and I put all I had into the ministry. That's when I started asking people. I said, folks, somebody's got to pray. We've got to find out what I did that don't please God. Because I said, you know, he's been sending me enough money to keep the ministry going every week, and it costs us about $8,000 or $10,000 a week to keep this place going. And I said, I'm broke. I don't have no money. And I said, I can't keep going like this. I have put all the money I had in the ministry. And I said, next week, if something don't happen in a week or two, the ministry's going to be closed down. Hey, I can't make enough money to support this ministry. I don't have that kind of money. So we prayed. And somebody came back that day and said, we know what your problem is. It's the Ten Commandments out there on the wall. God showed them. And I went out there and looked at it, and it had the Muslim red dot right in the middle of the Star of David. I said, oh, God. I can just see God now saying, I thought you were smarter than that. You should have known better than that. I'm holding you accountable for that. I said, okay, God, I took that Ten Commandments down. I destroyed that thing. I broke the curse over this place, prayed the blessing over this thing, and went to the... Now, that was on Sunday. And I went to the post office on Monday morning, and the post office box was running over with letters. Amen. Isn't that amazing? God don't play games. You know, now, if I ain't got no money, I'm under a curse. I got to change that, or this ministry. If I hadn't have got on my face before God and said, God, you got to show me what I'm doing that's not pleasing you, this ministry would be no more. He would have shut it down. Then I wonder how many people's lives, I wonder how many people's lives have been affected by this ministry and the people that work in this ministry. We will never know. We won't know until we get to heaven. But we've prayed for thousands of people, and just like this right now. If you consider God, lest I tear you in pieces, then there be none to deliver you. I don't want to be one of those. I don't want to forget him, do you? I want to wake up in the morning praising the King. I want to go to bed in the evening praising the Lord. I want to talk about him during the day. I want everybody to know that I know and they know that I love Jesus. Amen. We want to be known like that. And we want to talk about Jesus. Well, this couple, when they called me and said, we want you to pray for our little girl and we know she'll be healed. I told them it's not that simple. And did all of you see those pictures? Isn't that awful? That's just a few of them. We've got a lot more. And I'm going to have some really good colored prints made for those so you'll really be good. But that little girl, 6.5 years old, she'd been miserable all of her life. Her mother had to sleep with her to keep her from clawing. She scratched. And when they called me, I said, there's a sin. A what? I said, there's a sin. I said, do you all have other children? Yes. I said, any of them sick? No. I said, okay. Somewhere between when the last one was born and this one, I said, there was a sin that y'all committed that God didn't like. And so he cursed your little girl with the incurable itch of Deuteronomy 28:27. Now, you talk about telling somebody that, usually somebody just hangs the phone up on you. So you're crazy. God afflicted our little girl with this terrible disease. God would never do that. Where do you think I learned that? Huh? I just read it to you, didn't I? But see, when you read something out of his word, you got to believe it. And so anyway, she didn't hang the phone up on me. So she said, okay, if there's a sin, then we need to find out what it is. And so I sent them a whole bunch of CDs and DVDs, and I said, y'all listen to these. And so 3 or 4 months goes by, and they call back, and they said, well, we've learned a lot of things that were sin. Because, you know, our problem is we don't know what sin is. We don't know what sin is. And so, you know, they had repented of all kinds. Now they're ready to be prayed for. So we pray for them. I said, call me back. I have to pray in faith. Is that right? Yes. So when I pray in faith, if all the sins have been remitted, when I pray in faith, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell them, call me back with your praise report. Because it's going to happen. But in a couple of months, they called back and it didn't happen. She's worse. Now what am I going to say? Oh, well, it's not God's will. He don't do those things no more. Is that what most of us say? Yes. That's exactly right. No, he still does those things. But what was the very first words out of the mouth of Jesus when Jesus started preaching? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What do you think he meant? Repent. I mean, how do we mess that up? Repent. Turn from your wicked ways that you may be healed. Okay, so I told him, I said, there's still a sin. So I'm telling you what, I think everybody in this ministry center talked to either Richard or his wife in the next year. Everybody, they would call, and of course, you know, I think they finally got tired of hearing us. Every one of us said, well, if she's not healed, there's still a sin. You know, I mean, but we have repented of every sin, known to man, known and unknown. We've repented of it, but she still ain't healed. So what do you do? This is what most ministers will say, well, I'm sorry, we've done all we can do. No, I'm telling you, there's still a sin. If that little girl's still sick, there's still a sin. And we got to find it. She said, well, how are we going to find it? I said, you and your husband, get on your face before God. Get on your knees and pray and say, God, why is our little girl sick? We want to know. We have repented of every sin, known and unknown. But we have prayed. And I'm going to tell you, the men and women that prayed for us down at the Living Savior Ministries in Argyle, Texas, they know how to pray the prayer of faith. Every one of us knows how to pray the prayer of faith. We see miracles happen all the time here, every one of us. So we know if God's not answering our prayer this time, it's got to be a sin, hadn't it, Rosemary? Everybody talked to them. Finally, after they prayed and asked God to speak to them, the mother, she woke up one morning, sat up on the side of the bed. She hears these words, lying and deception. I said, you know what that means? She said, I do. I said, what does it mean? She said, when I was 39 and my husband was 43, I went to him and said, honey, my biological clock is ticking and I'm going to be too old to have children in not too different future. I want one more baby before we get too old to have children. Now, our husband's 43 and he said, no, I don't want no more children. We got all the children we want, all we need. They're all healthy, all beautiful. And I don't want a teenager in high school when I'm 65. See, men think ahead. Mama's thinking about she just wants to hold that little precious thing in her arms. She ain't worried about tomorrow. She ain't worried about 20 years from now. She's just thinking about herself. She wants a baby to hold. So he said, no more children. So she said, okay, I'll do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant. But she lied. She did everything she could to get pregnant. And she got pregnant. And then they had a baby, a girl. And she was born like that, with eczema, sick. So I said, wow. So you lied to your husband and you deceived your husband. Now I know nobody in here ever lied to the other one or ever deceived the other one, did you? Well, let me tell you, that's a sin. Some people never realize that lying and deception is a sin. That's like that guy that sat right over here at a healing school. This guy came here and his son-in-law, had sitting right here on the front row, had got healed of a stroke about 6 months before, and he was virtually instantly healed of a stroke after he learned he had to forgive everybody from his heart. And when he did, he got healed. And then his father-in-law came. He said, my son-in-law kept wanting me to come down here because I've had emphysema, and I've had it for several years. And he said, I said, are you a smoker? He said, yeah. I said, how long? He said, 35 years. I said, okay, how long you had emphysema? He said, 5 years. I said, you have any idea why the emphysema didn't come up on you until 5 years ago? No, I have no idea. I said, well, something you did that didn't please God 5 years ago. So the second half, I preached on Proverbs 6, where it says, and God hates a liar. Uh-oh, that hit him right between the eyes. My wife came to me and she got fed up with all that smoking. She said, honey, please stop smoking. I hate that. He said, okay, I promise you I will. And he lied. He didn't quit. He kept on smoking, but he told her, I quit. Oh, what's all this smell on you? Well, it's still in the car or whatever, you know, but I quit smoking. He's lying. And all of a sudden he comes down with emphysema. Now, what was it that brought the emphysema on him? The smoking? No. What was it that brought it on him? The lying. It was a sin. The smoking's not what killed him. The lying is what was going to kill him. The sin was what was going to kill him. Well, whenever mother found out that she had been lying and she had deceiving her husband, I said, well, have you asked God to forgive you? She said, I have. Now, how many times have all of us prayed for this little girl over the last year and a half? A lot. Had anything happened? She got worse. But we're here know that if you're not getting well, you still got a sin in your life. If you're not being blessed by God, you got a sin in your life. You're not pleasing the Lord. You know, God said in His Word, if you obey me and do everything I say, everything you put your hands to, I'll make it prosper for you, Tom. That's what the king said. So you won't have no needs. He'll bless you every way you put yourself. You see where I'm coming from? If you ain't being blessed, you ain't pleasing God. Something you're doing is not pleasing God. So anyway, she said, yes, I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sin. I said, you believe He did? She said, yes, I do. Now, how can we believe that? By faith. Did He say in His Word that if we confess our sins, He's righteous and just to forgive us our sins? Is that what He said?
Yes, He did.
Do you think He meant that?
Yes,
absolutely He did. When we confess our sin, He forgives us. I said, now, did you go to your husband and tell your husband what you did? She said, yes, I did. I said, did he forgive you? She said, oh, yeah. He said he didn't want another child, but now that we got this beautiful little girl, now she's nearly 8 years old at that time. And he said, we don't want her sick. So he said, of course, honey, I forgive you. Well, see, most people never heard this principle. The curse comes upon you if you're disobedient. And your children. That's really a kicker. Almost nobody's ever heard that. But it's in the Word.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Faith Pleases God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.